You're listening to Amud V'Chazara with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Erevin, Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph. Following off, remember, Daf Yod Gimel, the Zichur Siman was a bar mitzvah boy, learning Parsha Sota until he got up to a couple of words that there were letters that were rubbed out because they weren't written with Kankantom. And the Rav said, Mayor, it's bar mitzvah boy Mayor, you enlightened our eyes with your Kriyas Torah, but make sure you always remain humble like Beis Hillel. And hopefully we know all those pieces. And for Yod Dalid, right, we said Yadal is Yad, the hands of a juggler. So the juggler is juggling torches through these koros and matimos, these twin koros, so that you can imagine, especially one is higher, one is lower, and the fire's going, like, you know, he's juggling through. But then all of a sudden they slip, but Baruch Hashem, they landed in a Yamshel Shlomo that was in the middle, it was next to in the middle of the Mavoi, next to the Lechi. So that reminds us of the whole discussion of the Yamshel Shlomo and the Pai Sugi that we'll never forget, and figuring out all those pieces, as well as if there's a Lechi in the middle of the Mavoi, so what's the halachic status of that, and it actually counts as a Lechi for the inner part of the Mavoi, and the inner part of the Mavoi is usable. So those three points are the Koros, the Matimos, twin Koros, even if one is higher, one is lower, according to one opinion. As long as they combined can carry a tefach, it's fine. And the discussion of the Yamshel Shlomo, it's holding 150 mikvaos, and the discussion of a lechi that is placed halfway through the mavoi, that it works as a good lechi, at least for the inner part of the mavoi. Now we're on Tes Vav. Tes Vav, the simen is, so what does Tes Vav make you think of? Two? Okay. Tu Bishvat. Right, Tu Bishvat, Tesvav. So it's a fruit bowl. The siman is going to be a fruit bowl for Tesvav for Tu Bishvat. So let's begin the Amud. Okay. Idmar was stated lechi ha'omid me'elov, a lechi that is standing on its own, meaning Rashi says shalohuv kosham l'shem tikun mavoi. It wasn't placed there for the purpose of the mavoi. Dolohas minuhu l'kach, meaning it wasn't put there. It was just happened to be there for whatever other reason. It was put up there. A lechi, does that work as a good lechi? This question is going to be this and a related one regarding a mechitza is going to be the subject of debate for the entire Amud up until this new mission over here at the last two lines. This is going to be our question that we are dealing with, or one of two related questions. Abai Amar Havi Lechi. Abai says it is a Lechi. Rav Amar Lo Havi Lechi. It is not a Lechi. Right? Seemingly you have to do it. It has to be L'shem Lechi. You have to put it up L'shem Lechi. Hecha de lo samchin on ale miasmo. But what are they arguing? In a case where they were not somech on it from yesterday, Kuleyama Lo Pligi, everybody agrees. De lo Havi Lechi. It's not a Lechi. Everyone agrees that if they didn't. Meaning, not when it was, not putting it up. We're not talking about if we put it up or not. But if do we take note of it Friday afternoon and say, this is going to serve as my lechi. So if it wasn't that, meaning if we just show up on Shabbos and this thing is put here on Shabbos, right? Let's say a guy had a stick. He said, what do I do with it? Oh, let me just stick it against the wall, okay? And that's a lechi that happened, let's say, on Shabbos. No one thought about it, or we just like walked here and it wasn't put there for the shame of lechi, and I would say, hey, maybe we can use this as a lechi. So everybody agrees, Abaye and Rava agree, that doesn't count as a lechi. Ki pligi, when they argue, hecha de samchin ole me'asmo. When it was put up from, no one put it here to be a lechi. But we're walking here on a Friday afternoon, and we say, oh, this is great. This could be our lechi for Shabbos. So Abaye Amar Havi Lechi. Abaye says, that's a good lechi. Daham Sachino Lei Miasma, because we relied on it from yesterday. It's good. Rav Amar Lo Havi Lechi. Kevin Demeikar Lavadate Dahachi Avidi. Lo Havi Lechi. So Abaye says, so Rava says, no, because when it was put up there, it wasn't put up L'Shem Lechi, so it doesn't count as a lechi, even if you took note of it Friday afternoon. Kasalka Daita, you might think to say, might enter your mind to say, Ki hechi de pligi v'lechi pligi nami v'mechitza? Just like they argue regarding the state of a lechi, so they would also argue regarding the state of a mechitza. If a mechitza was just came about on its own, and we'll show various cases of where a mechitza comes up on its own, not put up l'shem mechitza. For example, let's say it was part of nature that a mechitza was formed. right, like a tree, for example. Yeah?
If an area is enclosed, a wall appears, for whatever reason,
yeah,
fell from the sky, and now it actually blocks off an exit to the extent, oh, no, maybe there's...
So maybe it's not a focus. Maybe it needs to be made, l'shem mechitza, in order for it to be a mechitza.
It's a wall.
Okay.
Whereas you can argue at least, if you say that Alechi is it Mishum Hacker, is it Mishum Mechitza?
So that Chachira is actually going to be the reason that the Gemara is going to give for Abaye and Rav's Machlokes. Yes.
Okay, sure, that's
going
to come up.
Good. Yeah. So let's appreciate the Havamina for a moment. The Havamina is, you would think the same thing. If a mechitza comes about on its own, maybe it's not l'shem mechitza. So Rav would say it's a problem, and Abaye says no, it's fine as long as you took note of it Friday afternoon. Maybe you would say that. You wouldn't say that. Maybe I would say that. You clearly wouldn't say that.
Well, it's the original thing. It's like the walls are a wall.
Okay, so let's see. Let's see some cases. So Toshma, coming here, proof that wouldn't be the case. Ha'os sukaso beina ilanos bilanos tafanos la. If someone made a sukkah between trees and the trees serve as walls themselves, k'sheira, the sukkah is kosher. How could the sukkah be kosher? The wall of the sukkah, the mechitza of the sukkah, is made of a natural, unadulterated substance. It's a tree that Hashem grew. It's not someone cut down a tree and used the wood. Must be that a natural wall is a mechitza. It doesn't have to be l'shem mechitza. Rav says no, that's not actually a proof. Maybe he planted the tree for the purpose of growing in this spot to be a sukkah. Maybe that's the case that the Mishnah is talking about in sukkah.
A lot of people, when you start believing sukkah, during a sesame chula, right?
No,
right,
this guy was planning.
Kibar, like years ahead.
He's planning. Right? So he knew sukkahs in 10 years was coming. He knows that the Klal Yisrael are eternal, and that there's going to be sukkahs in 10 years from now, and he planted this tree. Okay, so maybe. Well, if that's true, then this case is obvious. Why would the Mishnah tell me that? If you're telling me that this Mishnah is a case where somebody planted trees l'shem mechitzas sukkah, so what's the chiddush of this Mishnah? Why is the chiddush? Of course it's a good sukkah. What happening is there to say it's not? No, Ma'od would say, what would you have said? Ligzor dilma asi lish ishmushay bi'ilan. Maybe the no, it has nothing to do with mechitza, not mechitza. It's a question of being hishtamish b'ilan. There's an iser derabanan that we mentioned on Shabbos, kuf nun dalid, very briefly. We went through the whole masechta and it took us to all the way to kuf nun dalid, and we mentioned it like as a side point. Remember about we're talking about a donkey can use the shtamish behema and betzadeh habehema, the sides of the behema, and then we mentioned tzadeh ilan. We actually brought this mishnah, this very mishnah, we brought it as well. So there's an issue derabanan of using a tree. It might lead to kotzer. So you're not allowed to use a tree for anything. We said you're not allowed to climb up a tree. In fact, there's a knas that Rabbanan put on that if you climb a tree, you're not even allowed to get down. You're not allowed to hang things on a tree. So maybe you wouldn't be allowed to use the walls of... Maybe we can't have the walls make it a sukkah. Maybe that's the problem. So Kamash Malan, no, that's not the case.
This is really interesting because the walls of the sukkah are moksa anyway. So you wouldn't be using them regardless.
They're hooks of the mitzvah.
Yeah.
Hooks of the mitzvah, though, but you're allowed to use it, put tzvach on and maybe hang things on the tzvach. But the truth is... But if I remember correctly, I have to look at this. But in the Chazara, I thought this on. I was on Chol Moed, but on Yom Tov, maybe you shouldn't.
You're saying you can't support the staff.
At least on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to lean on a tree on Shabbos.
Right.
So if the walls of my sukkah, I'm allowed to lean on the walls of my sukkah on Shabbos or Yom Tov. I just can't lean. But a tree, I can't lean on Shabbos because it's not muktza. It's huktza la mitzvah, so it can't be used for any other purpose. But it's not muktza that you can't touch it, or maybe move it. But so over here, maybe you would say I might come to use the tree in some form or another if I use it as a wall of sukkah. So maybe I'm not allowed to. No, you're allowed to, but what the Gemara is saying, that maybe it was made for this purpose, and that can't be a proof that a natural mechitza can be a mechitza, or that is certainly a mechitza. Okay, new proof. Tashma, hayasham ilan, if there was there a tree, ogeder, ochitza sakanim, there was like a tree or a fence or like a sheet of reeds. So where is there? Rashi tells us. So this is a brisa taken from the second parak. I think it's on Yudzayin. Probably we're going to get to it. About pasi biros, the well. Remember the wells with the four corner things. Rashi has a picture of it. So in that case, it's talking about that case. So if there was there a tree or a fence or this or like a thing of reeds, bent in the same way as all the corner boards, nidon mishum diyumad. It's judged to be a diyumad, which is the double board, right? These corner boards. So, yeah, here we go. Beautiful picture. Got the same picture we have this achitza sakanim. Elon, a geder, and so the geder is obvious. The geder is an easy one because that's a stone that's man-made. But the other two, well, at least not, maybe the Elon is the one that's not man-made. So this indicates that of course the Elon could be used as a diyumad. So of course it could be a natural wall. So hachanami, maybe here also, b'mayas kinan, what are we dealing with? She'asim mitchilah lekach, that you planted this tree to be a diyumad for the pasei biros. So the Gemara then says, "Yahachi my kavashman." So what's the big chiddush over here? What's it teaching us? That's obvious. If you planted it for this purpose, obviously it's that. So kavashmalan chita sakanim kana kana pachos mishlosha tvachim. That even if you have a chita sakanim, it's this thing of reeds, like a fence of reeds, where each kana is less than three tvachim. Apart from each other. Kedibah mine Abai me Rabba. Just like Abaye asks from Rabba. Abaye is going to ask from Rabba in the second parak. So in the Sugya of Pasi Biros, Abaye is going to ask Rabba, okay, so I know about the Diyumads. It's a special heter by Pasi Biros that if I have double boards and I have a big gap in between, possibly a 10 amma gap, possibly a 13 and a third amma gap, Machlokes or Meir Yehuda. But it's a big chiddush. He says, let's talk about the diyumad itself. What if the diyumad is made of reeds and they're separated to the point that you need to apply lovewood even for the diyumad itself? Is that good? You hear me? Typically we can apply lovewood if it's less than three tefachim. But maybe like it's already a big kula, the pasei biros. If you're going to tell me to get to the pasei biros, we need to apply lovewood, maybe that wouldn't be good. So kamash malan, that it is good. That's the chiddush. The chiddush has nothing to do with the fact that it's a tree. The chiddush, the focus of the chiddush is it's chita sakanim, that's less than three, that's where you have to apply lovewood. Would that count as a good diyumad? The answer is yes. That's the chiddush of this brisa, of this mishnah. Is that clear? Yeah. So that's the chiddush of the brisa. Tashma, come here, another proof. Ilan hamesach al ha'aretz. If you have a tree that's stretching out over the ground like a sheltering, like a canopy, im ein nofo gavoa min ha'aretz gimel tefachim. If the branches are not three tefachim from the ground, if they're not higher than three tefachim from the ground, meaning we're applying lovewood and we're connecting the top of the branches that hang down. You see this picture over here. The top of the branches are within three tefachim from the ground, so you can apply lovewood. So now it's like it's basically one big mechitza and shelter made by these branches. So if that's the case, metaltelin tachtav, you're allowed to carry under it. So it looks like a case where we have a natural mechitza. You're allowed to carry it. We created our own little rishus ha'yachid through this natural wall. Hachanami ben ma'askin hanshinatu metchila lekach. Well, maybe it was planted for that purpose, as we keep saying. So don't tell me that this is teaching me that even if it's a natural made one, without not made l'shem mechitza, that it would be a good mechitza. Maybe it has to be l'shem mechitza, right? So ihachi, yeah.
This is different than earlier because we had the sukkah.
Why?
In terms of the using the walls of the sukkah, or the walls of the tree.
So me. So the Gemara has a different, slightly different response over here. Okay, ihachi, if so, if it was planted for this purpose, so vitaltel bakula, let us carry in the whole thing. But we're going to see that there's actually a limitation to how much you can carry in this tree shelter. Alama, why would they say, Amar Rav Huna, Berei de Rav Yeshua, why would Rav Huna say in the name of, sorry, Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, say, that you're not allowed to carry in it. You're only allowed to carry in it the amount, the space of base sasayim. I think that's 5,000 cubic amos. Square amos, not cubic. Yeah, we're not doing volumes. I'm still in last night, so yeah. Square amos. And so what this is, take a look at Rashi. If the circumference, back to that word, right, if the, or the area is more than 5,000 amos, and this shear was given to any enclosed structure. Hekef over here means like enclosed structure that is mesukan. The inu mesukan called sarko, that it's fixed, but it's not fixed so much. Meaning. Kigon, actually, let's take a look at Rashi's again. L'mechitza she'in b'shte shesi ve'erev b'hai perka, as we're going to learn in a daf from now, if it doesn't have like a shesi and an erev, like across both ways, u'lehekev shalahukav l'dira, or something that's not surrounded for residential purposes, v'hachanami iba umad me'el. So basically, if there's any like subpar wall situation or a subpar purpose in this space, so even though it would be considered enclosed, if it's larger than 5,000 amos, I think that's what we call the karpath. Back in Shabbos. There's an iser derban. It becomes like a karmelis, even though it's enclosed, so it kind of looks like a rishos hayachid. But if it has some subpar qualities to it, or it's not a residential area inside, so if it's more than 5,000 amos, it becomes a karmelis. So basically, we see over here, Rav Huna Berei de Rav Yeshua treats this area as one of these, you know, a karpath area. So why would that be? The implication is that it's a subpar wall. If it was planted lichatchila for this purpose, then why is that subpar in any way? So you should be able to use it. So mishum dahavi dira shetashmisha la'avir. Well, no, because it's a living space that's used for the air. The chol tashmisha, so we'll explain what it means. Shetashmisha la'avir, and anything that's used for the airspace, ein metalton ba ela beis asayim. Then you apply this rule that you're only allowed to carry if it's less than 5,000 amos to beis asayim. So what does it mean la'avir? So Rashi says mishum havidir nesashmi la'avir li'olam shenatu mitchil lekach. So really, the truth is it was planted for this purpose. Okay, v'hekiv ladirahu, and it's surrounded. This type of shelter is not made for being inside it. It's actually for the outside. These types of structures were not planted for the people who are living under it, but rather for people who would be watching fields on the outside and providing shade for them. So this shelter, the walls are legit. There's no problem with the walls, right? It was planted for this purpose, but because it's not planted for the inside, but really planted for the outside, these are mechitzas for the outside, so that will be one of these subpar enclosed areas that are subject to this restriction of the Rabbanan of the Beis HaSayim. Right? because it's not considered a residential area, you could go under the shelter, but it's actually made for stuff outside of it, not for the inside. That's subject to their rule, their restrictions of being only based on sign, because it's Dira Shetashmisha La'avir. That's what Rashi's saying. Okay. Tashma, another attempt. Shavas bit I think Batel, right? Batel? As opposed to Batal? Not Batal, Batel? I think it's tail, and if it's attached to something else, then it becomes Tal, Tal Pios, right? I think if it's on its own, without a further thing, it's tail. Right, so Shavas Batel, so if he rested on a mound, Shehu Gavoa Asara, so it's a 10 tefach mound, and he rested on it, meaning that was his place of resting for Shabbos. This is getting into the discussion of Tchum, and that you can only go 2,000 amos outside of the place that you made your resting place on the onset of Shabbos. So let's say he's on a 10 tefach mound, v'hu me'arba amos ad beis asayim, and it's between 4 amos and 5,000 amos. V'chein benaka shehu amok asara. Also, if he's in like the crevice of like a mountain, like a crater, I don't know what you call it. That's 10 tefachim deep. V'hu me'arba amos v'ad beis asayim. And also, it's 4 to 5,000 amos. V'kama kitsurash v'shibolas makifos osa. Or he has these stalks of stalks surrounding him. There's an open space surrounded by all these like wheat stalks. Osa mahalech eskula v'chutzola apayim ama. He's allowed to go through this entire space as well as outside of the space 2,000 amos. So this like a man. It's a mound. So that's not man made. Hashem made that. Or this crevice in a mountain, those are naturally made, and we consider them an area that like a Rosh Hashanah that he's in, that's his space, and he can even go 2,000 amos outside of that. So it sounds like naturally made walls are walls, and naturally made Rishus is Rishus. V'chi tema, and if you're going to try to tell me halchanami shasim etchila l'kach, maybe it was made for this purpose. Bishlama kama lechayai. Maybe I'll give it to you. Lechayai. The case of the stalks, yeah, that'll work. But the other cases, tail vinaka, Michael Neymar. What? Yeah, no, because he. Yeah, well, he cleared out the space in between, and it could be he planted it for that. But the mound and the hole in the let's say a natural crater in a mountain, Michael Amemar. Ella b'mechitza. So rather. Yeah.
I can see bundles because they're solid, it's like giant bricks, basically.
Yeah.
But stalks have spaces.
Love Dafka. They could be very. I mean, you could say love it, but they could also be very, very closely packed. But let's say love. Okay, sure. I'll give you love, but I'm okay with that. El. So now the Gemara says, okay, fine, you're right. Ella b'mechitzos, kuli amalo pligi, to have your mechitza. Everybody agrees that a mechitza, whether it was me'elav or not, it counts as a mechitza. Ki pligi, when do they argue? Bilechi, only with the lechi. Abaye l'tamei, da'amar, as you said, Shlomo, l'tamei da'amar lechi mishu mechitza. He says, well, we all agree that a mechitza, me'elav, is a mechitza, and I say a lechi is mishum mechitza. This actually goes back to our discussion. This was one of the attempts in the Gemara back on Daf Hey. Daf Dalet and Hey. Daf Dalet and Beis and Hey and Aleph. We were speaking about, it was a Machlokas Abaye and Rav Yosef, about how high a mound of hay has to be to make it shorter to dig. And we were talking about that discussion. And we said maybe Abaye holds that it's Mishum Mechitza, and we entertain that as a possibility. Over here, we're saying definitively, no, this is what Abaye holds. It's lechi mishum mechitza, and therefore when I put up a lechi, I'm basically putting up a mechitza. So any laws of mechitza will apply to a lechi, therefore if it's mechitza me'elav is good, so also a lechi me'elav is good. U'mechitza su'ime aleha havi mechitza. Good. V'rava l'tamei damar lechi mishum heker. But Rava says that a lechi is mishum heker, and we actually saw this on Yud Beis. I think we saw this on Yud Beis that Rava actually holds lechi is mishum heker. Right, we're talking about what's the difference between a lechi and a korah, and we said maybe it's all the same. Right, maybe a lechi counts as a mechitza, and we said no. Rava said no, both of them are mishum heker. Both lechi and korah mishum heker. Don't just say right. That was what Rava said. We'll check on Yud Beis and Yud Beis, I believe. So lechi mishum heker. So I avida biadayim havia heker. If he did it with his hands, he actually made it. There's a heker. Vilo lo havia heker. But it's not a heker for anything. If it appeared there on its own, you can't call that a lechi. There's no heker because you know that was just there. Tashma, let's hear a challenge to this assumption. So if you have stones of a fence that are, I guess, jagged, they're coming out, they're not so even, not so smooth. Yeah, we got a nice picture. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's more clear than this one over here. Okay, Art Girl wins today. The Art Girl picture wins today. So we have the picture of the Masifta over here. Yeah, whatever. But you get basically the idea. So it's a lechi that's like not so clear. But over here it's pachas mishlosha. So you can apply lavud. Ein sarach lechi acher shlosha. If you can't apply lavud, sarach lechi acher. So you need another lechi. So what does this prove? This is the case of a lechi that is me'leha. So it's a lechi that seems to be me'leha, or me'elav, and we say it's good as long as you can apply love, but it's good. But clearly it's not. This is not meant to be a lechi. This is right. I mean, it's like a bunch of things coming out. But as long as you can apply love, it's good. So hakanami sheban mitzchila l'kach. No, this case is talking about. Well, no, what are you talking about? It was made to be a lechi. Yeah, it's not a nice looking lechi, but it was made to be a lechi. So that doesn't teach me anything about lechi ha'oman me'elav. Okay, ihachi pshita. If so, then what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush over here? If you made that to be a lechi, what's the chiddush? You could apply lavud. We know that. So what's the chiddush? Ma'ad Hashem. Well, what I have said lemeisar binyana hu da'avida. That Rashi says, "Sheim yirtza lasos mechitza mekosel zeh lekosel shagnegi yiskasha bavanu halalu shekin derech abanoin lasos." What people used to do is they when right you would you planned on building more, you'd make it like a puzzle. You would leave some open ones out so that you could apply more bricks in there and close it up at some point. So I might think, if I see that, I might say, "Hey, that's not a lechi. That's put there for me to put in more puzzle pieces, put in more bricks to continue building." And I would think that's not a good lechi. Kamash Milan, the chiddush of this brisa is that even if it looks like that, it looks like it might be for more building, it actually counts as a lechi as long as you can apply lavud. But only if it was benan lekach, if it was made to be a lechi. Rava could argue only if it was made to be a lechi. But if it wasn't made to be a lechi, then that wouldn't work. And Abai would say no, it's not made to be a lechi, and it still is good. Tashma, try here another proof. Detani Ruchir, Ruchir on the Brisa, Kosel, Shetsido Echon, Kanos Nechaveiro, Venshinirmi Bechot, Veshavim Vifnim, Venshinirmi Vifnim, Veshavim Bechot, Nido Mishum Lechi. This we learned back, we saw this Brisa already on Daf, just blanked out, on Daf Tess. We saw this on Daf Tess, where it's near me Bechot, Shavim near me Shavim Bechot, where you can only see the Lechi from the inside, but not the outside, or vice versa. But over here, it's where the wall of the neighboring mavoi is bent inwards, and that's creating this lechi. And what do we say? What does Reb Chiya say teaching this brisa? That it nido mishum lechi, it counts as a lechi. So this doesn't look like it was made to be a lechi, it looks like it was lechi ha'omed me'elav, right? Because the lechi is formed by the wall, the indent of the neighboring mavoi. So hachanami sha'asa mitchila kach, Rava would say no. This is maybe the mavoi was made indented, so it could be a lechi for this. So that's not a case of idmer lechi omed me'elav. So ihachi ma'kamasmalan. So then, what's the big chiddush? Of course, that's a good lechi. If it was made to be a lechi from the neighboring mother, what's the big chiddush? So hakamasmalan near mebechutz shabav nim nida mishum lechi. The big chiddush is that if it's near mebechutz, but it's shabav nim, you can't tell from the inside. It's judged to be a lechi. And this was actually a big point of debate, a very complicated debate on daf tes. So it's this price is actually a very important price. It's a very big chiddush. So okay, great. Tashma, another attempt. Dirav hava yasiv bahahu mavoa. Rav was walking in a mavoi. Hava yasiv ravhuna, or maybe sorry, he was sitting in a mavoi. Hava yasiv ravhuna kamei. Ravhuna was sitting in front of him. Amar leish lishamei zil aisili kuza demaya. Rav asked his attendant to go fetch a pail of water. Ad osa nafal lechia. And before he came back, the lechi that they were relying on had fallen. Ach vele biyade, come aduchte. Or maybe ach vele biyade, like he signed with his hands, like probably like, stop where you are. Come aduchte, and he stood in his place. I have a girsa change here. Where's Aleph's? Kum aduchtech. Right. So there are two ways to read this. Right. It could be he put his hands up and said, stop in your place. Or it could be he put his hands up and the attendant got the hint and he stood in his place. Right? So two different ways to read that. Okay. Catch that? No?
Yeah.
Good. Great. Amar Leh, Ravuna said to Rav, Lo Savar Lamar L'smoch Adikla, why can't we rely on the Dekel, this palm tree that's also, you know, that can also serve as a lechi. Amar, he said, Dimi Haimi Rabbonon Kemandilo Parsi Inshi Shmaita. This rabbi, you, Ravuna, you sound like someone who never explained a teaching to you. Did we rely on this from yesterday? Meaning, were we walking here Erev Shabbos and saying, this dekel could be a lechi for us? No. So of course you can't rely on it. So wait, what do we get from the story? Taima delo samchinan. The reason that it's not a good lechi is because we didn't rely on it from Friday. But if we would have, even though it's Omen Me'elav, we would have relied on it. So Lema Abaye V'Rava B'delo Samchinan Alei. Maybe, let's say, that Abaye and Rava argue, B'delo Samchinan Alei Pligi. Maybe they argue if it's B'delo Samchinan Alei. Maybe we could say that they agree. Abai and Rava both agree based on this story, because this story seems to be a rejection of Rava, right? How could Rava say that? Like, I mean, I guess he's going against Rava, but we see an earlier source. Rav says this case that seems to be that if you rely on it from the day before, open me'ela from the day before, it's fine. So maybe it's actually, they agree if it was for the day before. Rava would say, maybe we could say this. If it's for the day before, everybody agrees it's Omen Me'elav, it's fine. When's the problem? If it's Omen Me'elav and appears on Shabbos. And then what could Rava say? Rava could argue, right? Rava could argue that the case of Rav is what he said. Maybe the Rava actually support. Rava would argue that Rav supports him. Right, because going back, so let's say Abaye and Rava, we ran this night this machlokas. Both of them agree that if it's omen, even if it's omen me'elav, it's a tree, it's naturally made, and it wasn't planted for this purpose. But both of them agree if we decided on Friday it's going to be a lechi, it's a good lechi. When do they argue? If a tree came up on its own, it did not was not there mishum lechi, and now it's Shabbos itself. Can you rely on it as a lechi? Abaye says yes, Rava says no. Maybe that's the way to understand the machlokas. And if so, this story of Rav and Ravuna, Rav says, hold on. Rav Huna says, hey, we should rely on the Dekel. He says, we didn't rely on it from yesterday. So it looks like Rav Huna is holding like a Baye, and Rav holds like Rava. If we understand the Machlokas this way. So lo so gadecha, don't say that. Dahu barka dahava be barchavu, vahavu pligi ba bai v'rava kule shenayhu. Because there was a barka, a yitzia, which is like some sort of like protrusion. What does it say there? A porch, right? So, okay, like an annex, a yitzia, like an annex, a porch that was by the bay bar chavu. And Rashi says vahaya. Rashi like it doesn't give us any more details. So Rashi says vahaya amod asomech es yitzia omed barosh mavoy acher. So it was something that wasn't put there for the, well, it was omed me'elav. And they argued about it. Kulo kule shinayhu, all of their years, meaning Abai sharon mismach alev rava aser. So if they always argued it about it, it's clearly not a case, right? Meaning it clearly is not like it, a case that showed up on Shabbos and they didn't decide it from Friday, right? Because this was a consistent battle for years that they had. So clearly that's not a factor. They must argue that. So it must be that they argue in a case. Even if you were samchin on Erev Shabbos, they still argue, right? We were just trying to suggest maybe they only argue if you show up on Shabbos and you didn't decide from Friday. Maybe that's where they argue. We say no, that cannot be where they argue, because they argued about a certain case for years. They argued about a certain case, and it must, so it must be a case where they did designate it from Friday. And Rava still said no, it's Omei Me'elav. I don't care if he designated it from Friday. It's Omei Me'elav. That doesn't count as a lechi. So we see the machlokas. They stated in their machlokas, and I guess it assumes that we're not saying that they always argued about that one thing that took place, that one Shabbos. Remember the 5 years ago that fight we had. I still stand by. It seems that it was consistent machlokas. Rashi just points out over here, last line. Oh, halachas like Abaye. So what does that mean? This is one of the famous six cases, the Yal Kagam, so the, seems, at least Rashi seems to remember, right, that the halacha is the Yal, the Lamed of Yal Kagam, the six cases that way we hold like Abaye, is Lechi. So this Lechi is one of the cases, and this is the first of the Yal Kagam that we have seen in our going through Shas. Oh, so the first zikru point is basically this discussion of a lechi that's omen me'elav. So it's going to be that tree that has the branches reaching all the way down to the ground, and there's a fruit bowl under it. The next zikru points we'll do tomorrow.